Welcome, everyone. It's time for another walk-in workout. I'm Coach Michelle, your walk-in coach, and we are getting ready for another 30-minute walk-in workout. That's right, in 30 minutes, you're going to get a workout that is going to burn calories, it's going to get your heart rate up, and most importantly, it's going to allow you to feel accomplished like you just worked out today. So, I hope you're hydrated, hope you have comfortable shoes, hope you're in a safe area, because we're going to get started right now. So, I want you to get your watches, your pedometers, your apps, whatever you use to track, because we are going to work out in 30 minutes. And as always, we like to aim for 2 miles so that we're sure we're getting as much cardio as we possibly can. So let's go ahead and get started right now. All right, the first 5 minutes, you know how what we do. We warm up. We get our muscles ready because we are about to do something amazing. And we want to make sure our body is prepared for what we're about to do. So we're going to get our arms warmed up. We're going to loosen them up. Make sure they're relaxed. Make sure you're breathing. Let's practice breathing. It's important that you're breathing throughout this workout. This workout is exciting. This workout is fun. But we want to make sure we're safe too, so that we not only get a great workout, but we finish the way we started, whole, as a whole person. So remember, our goal here is 2 miles. We want to get 2 miles accomplished in 30 minutes. However, keep in mind, goals are going to be very specific. Their goals are going to be specific to you. So based on where you are in your fitness journey, maybe your goal is 1 mile. Maybe your goal is 2.5 miles. Wherever it is, we want to be faster today than we were yesterday. And I hope you're listening to those podcasts. We've got plenty of podcasts, episodes all on Walk With Me, Coach Michelle. This way you are prepared. You are prepared for the 30-minute workout every single time. Remember, I know you hear it all the time, but I'm going to say it just one more time. Consistency. Even if you're doing only 2 workouts a week, consistently do 2 workouts a week. It's easier to go from 2 to 3 than from 0 to 3. So please, whatever you do, whatever you want to do, focus on doing it consistently. Even if it's just a small amount of time, it's always easier to go higher when you start. It's harder to start. So if you've started, don't stop. If you wanted to do 5 days a week and you're only at 1 day a week, keep going. It's easier to get to 2 from 1 than from 0 to 2. So come on, guys. We're warming up right now. Hope you're feeling good. Hope you're ready for this workout. Hope you had a great week. If it's a Saturday, I hope you are going to have a great week if it's a Monday, or who knows, maybe you start your week on a Wednesday. So wherever you are, whatever time, whatever place, hope you're feeling good. Hope you're ready, because we're ready to get out all of the anxiety, get out all of the aches and pains. We're ready to get it all out. But don't forget, before you start any new exercise program, always, always, always check with your healthcare practitioner. You want to make sure your body is able to do what you're asking it to do. So hope you guys are doing well. We are 3 minutes into our warm-up. And again, the goal is 2 miles, 30 minutes. 2 miles to 30 minutes is what we want to do. We want to be able to get through this workout. And of course, I don't know, did you hear my pedometer talking to me? That's right. This is real time. I am walking with you. These workouts are designed to show you that you can do it. I'm here with you. If I can do it, so can you. I am so blessed to be a woman of a certain age. That's right. I'm in my 50s and I'm still able to do this with you. It's so great, so wonderful, such a blessing. And I want you to know, if I can do it, so can you. Just start. I want you to start. Let today be your first day. Your first day of commitment to staying the course to better health. Be intentional about your health. You are worth it. You are absolutely worth it. No one should take care of you better than you, because you know you. No one knows you like you know you. So I want you to take care of yourself. Before you can take care of anyone else, you have to first take care of yourself. How are we feeling? We're at 4:25, so we're almost ready to get started, to really dive into this 30-minute walk-in workout. That's right, we're gonna pick up the pace, because we need to get to 2 miles in 30 minutes. Are you ready? Are you ready to get to 2 miles in 30 minutes? Or maybe your goal is 1 mile. Are you ready to get to 1 mile in 30 minutes? Are you ready to get to 2.5 mile in 30 minutes? Whatever it is, we are getting ready to jump right in to our fast-paced walking workout. So whether you're race walking, power walking, wrist walking, whatever kind of walking you're doing, make sure you know that we want to get that heart rate up. We want to burn some calories. We want to get a healthy heart. The heart is a muscle, and we're going to work it today. All right, guys, let's jump right into it. We are now going to start picking up the pace. So let's go ahead and pick the pace up. My job is to talk and walk. Your job is to walk and walk. Listen and walk. Yes, listen and walk. So I hope you're listening. Hope you are enjoying your day. I hope you are going to have an enjoyable day. I recommend working out in the morning if you can. If you don't have to start work too early, I recommend working out so this way you get it out of the way, you get your day started, you feel good. But if it's too early and you need to do it at the end of the day, that's fine. Get all the stress out, get everything out. Walk in the evening like you are feeling great about life. You can do it. So let's keep going. We are going to move through. Remember, we're going to pick this up. We're going to pick this up because we want to get through this entire workout. 30 minutes, we want to get to 2 miles. 30 minutes, we want to be faster than we were yesterday. So you can do it. I want to use your arms. So this way you're getting a full body workout. Don't forget about your arms. Make sure you're pumping those arms. They're going forward and back. Then I want you to go ahead and I want you to move your feet. Make sure you're moving those feet. Make sure you're moving them fast enough to get the heart rate going. I'm supposed to talk. You are not supposed to. If you're able to have a conversation, a clear conversation, without any stopping, I need you to go a little faster. If you're able to sing, oh, I'm going to need you to go a lot faster. But we are going to get through this together. We're going to get through this quickly. I want you to pump your arms. Pump your arms forward and back. Keep going forward and back. Where are we now? We're at 7 minutes. 30 minutes is not a long time. I know you think it's a long time, but it really isn't. So if you're afraid of working out because it takes too long, try these 30-minute walking workouts. Try going over to the podcast. Not because I want you to go over to the podcast, but I believe in it. I really do. I believe in it. I believe that it's a good workout, a great workout. And I believe that you can get through it. 30 minutes, 5 times a week. 30 minutes, that's 2.5 hours a week. Now, 2.5 hours a week, that's what the CDC recommends as the guideline for a healthy heart. Now, of course, if you're looking to lose weight, then you want to do some more. The more you do, the more efficient your weight loss plan will be. And if you just want to stay healthy, keep that heart healthy, then go ahead. 2.5 hours a week, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Easy peasy. That's it. You find a park, a nice safe park, where you can walk and you won't have to worry about the traffic or anything that may harm you, something, a place where it's made for walkers. And you go ahead and you start walking. Now, I also want to make sure you have comfortable shoes. Make sure you have the proper shoe. You want to make sure that your shoes are appropriate for walking. Your feet are very important. It's absolutely necessary for you to walk. And we want to keep those feet there for as long as we can. So go ahead and make sure that you have proper shoes, they're fit properly, and your laces are tied, and you're focused on getting the right equipment or the right tool for the job. All right, guys, how are you feeling? Hope you're feeling great. We are at 907. 907 is where we are. We are moving through this workout. We're moving through, and we're gonna pick up the pace. When we get to 10 minutes, I think we should pick it up a little more, because remember, we've got only 30 minutes. 30 minutes to be with each other. So we need to make it count. So we're gonna pick it up when we get to 10 minutes. How are you feeling? Make sure you're breathing. I want you to breathe. Make sure you're breathing. If you have your water, go ahead, take a sip. Take a sip and make sure you're staying hydrated throughout the week. Don't just wait for the day when you're doing the activity. You want to be hydrated all the time. You want to make sure that you're getting adequate fluids in your body. So keep moving. And if you're a coffee drinker, remember, coffee depletes you. It depletes you of some of that hydration. I think it's about a half cup. So if you drink a cup of coffee, for every cup of coffee you drink, only a half a cup counts as fluid. So if you're a coffee drinker, you definitely want to make sure you're hydrated with water. And you may want to cut back on the coffee as well. It doesn't sound like it's giving you as many or as much benefit as you can get. So cut back on it if you can. Maybe today you can start cutting back and make sure you go with things that are not caffeinated. Watch your sugar so that you're giving your body exactly what it needs. You're giving the hydration it needs. You're getting your skin the best possible moisturizer it can need from the inside. That's right. Hydration works from the inside, or moisture works from the inside when we hydrate. From the inside out. Hope that makes sense. All right, guys, we're at 10 minutes and we want to pick it up a little further, a little faster. We want to move a little faster. That means we're one third of the way through this workout. We are one third of the way through this workout. Now, I want to talk to those who may not be in a tropical climate like I am and eat and have access of a park in November or December or even January because it's cold. I want to talk to you because you too can exercise by walking when it's cold. What can you do? If you have a treadmill, get the clothes off of it. It's not for clothes. It's not a hanger. It's not a closet. Start using that treadmill. 30 minutes. Plug in that podcast. Walk with me, Coach Michelle. Get your 30-minute workout with that treadmill. If you don't have a treadmill, but perhaps you have a basement, lessen it. Maybe a small area to walk in, but clear a pathway. Give yourself a walkway. Walk in the basement, back and forth. I know it may not be ideal, but we're not talking about ideal. We're talking about a way to exercise, a way to work with what we have. Summer will come again. Spring will be here soon, where you can go out and enjoy the walking workouts outdoors. But if you have a basement and it's cold, use that basement. Get in that basement. Walk forward and back. Put the podcast in. Walk with me, Coach Michelle, so that I can pace you, so that I can get you on track for that 30-minute, 2-mile workout. Use the basement. It works. I promise it works. And with me, you won't be bored. I have quite a bit of podcasts that keep you entertained. Now, perhaps you're in an apartment and you don't have the basement, but you're in an apartment. Go ahead, use the apartment. Now, you don't have to walk back and forth. You can simply walk in place. You can just keep moving for 30 minutes. You can put the podcast on. You can access the podcast on your television, where you can hear me and you have a vision. Well, it's a picture, but you don't have to walk a distance. In order to achieve a distance, a certain distance, you can do that by walking in place. You don't have to walk outside. You don't have to walk in the basement. You don't have to walk in a circle. You can literally walk in place. Walking in place will give you the same kind of benefit. You can go fast. You can go slow. You can put some music on. If you think, hey, Coach Michelle, that is boring. I am not about to sit down and walk or stand up, walk in place for 30 minutes and think that's a good time. Well, put some music on. Walk, keep moving for 30 minutes. Keep moving for 30 minutes in place 30 minutes. It could be a combination of a walk, when dancing, whatever you want to do, but do it for 30 minutes. Don't stop, because we want to get the heart rate up. We want to keep it up. So the next time you think, I'm in an apartment, Coach Michelle is talking about walking. She's in the park. It's January. It's cold outside. That's okay. You've got something for Coach Michelle. You've got your basement, or you've got your apartment where you're going to turn on your music, or you're going to put the podcast on, you're going to walk in place, you're going to move, or whatever it is. Now, notice I didn't say the stairs. The reason for that is, once we start to get into working stair workouts, now that's another level. One of the reasons why I recommend walking for everyone is because it's something we can already do. So there's the learning curve, very, very short, very small, okay? And it's low impact, so it's safer on the joints. Walking the stairs, now we're starting to use other muscles. If those muscles aren't strong enough, we could injure ourselves. If we haven't stretched, or if we haven't warmed up enough prior to doing that, we could injure ourselves, or we could just trip on the stairs. Based on your age, your balance issues, or any kind of issues that you may have, that may impact how well you do on the stairs, or even if you're able to do it. So the reason I do not recommend stairs is because that is definitely individualized, and that I think should come with the level of fitness that you're in. If it's something you've done before, by all means do it again. But if you've never done it before, please, you want to gradually increase your fitness, go from walking is something anyone can start doing, and then eventually you can add some stairs in there. Not the stairs are bad, but it's not for everyone. And these walk-in workouts, I recommend for everyone. They can be customized for anyone. But again, check with your healthcare practitioner before starting any exercise program, because what may be just fine for me may not work for you. So you want to make sure that your body is equipped to do the work that you are asking it to do. Guys, we are at halfway through. We're at the 1 mile. So you have just, if you're pacing with Coach Michelle, if you're walking with Coach Michelle, if you're keeping at the pace with Coach Michelle, you should be at 1 mile. You should be at 1 mile, which means we are halfway through this workout. Our time right now is 17 minutes. We have less than, 17, 14. So we have less than 13 minutes to go. So we are going to have to pick it up. We want to pick it up. Okay, we want to pick it up right now, because we need to get to 2 miles in 30 minutes. And we want to make sure that our heart, we came out to work out today. You took the time out of your day to get a workout. So we want to make sure a workout is what we get. We want to make sure that we're getting the full benefit of exercising today. So please, go ahead and pick it up. Let's pick it up right now. Remember, my job is to talk and walk. Your job is to listen and walk. So you can breathe, take your sip, do what you need to do, but keep walking and let's pick it up. We're gonna pick it up right now. I need everybody to pick it up right now. Right now, I need you to pick it up. You should be warmed up. Your muscles are ready. They're asking you now. They want you to go more. Whatever your pace you're at, your muscles want you to go more. I need you to go more. I need you to go a lot more, because we want to get to our goals. We set goals so we have something to push for. We have a reason to get, or a place to get. Coach Michelle just, she's not putting the words together, guys. That's because she's focused on the speed, focused on getting you up and running, focused on getting you going. So I'm at a part of the park where it's a little tunnel, so you may hear a little echo. And again, I'm not showing off, guys. I know that you all don't have the ability to walk at the park like I do. I know that you are not all in a tropical climate. Just know that if you are, take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. If you're not, then live vicariously through Coach Michelle. Imagine you're in a park. Imagine you're in a park, or better yet, why don't you move? Move to where Coach Michelle is. Then we can all be in the park together. Then we can take advantage of walking whatever time of the year it is outside. Okay, all right, guys, that's how are we doing. We're at 1:27 and 19 minutes. We're almost two-thirds of the way through this workout. Two-thirds of the way through this workout. How are you feeling? Do you think we can do it? I think we can. Do you think we can get to 2 miles? I believe in you. I believe in you. You can do it. We're going to do it together. There was a little hollow tunnel again. All right, guys. Got the echo going. The echo again. Come on, guys. Let's pick it up. Remember, I'm walking and talking, but you're not. If you're talking, I need you to go faster. If you're singing right now, I need you to really go faster. Let's move. Come on, guys, let's move. Let's get this walking workout up, because we need to get to 2 miles, and we are more than halfway through. We're at 1:36. We need to get to 2 miles. We can do it. I know we can, because we are going to do it together. How do you feel? Make sure you're breathing. Make sure you're taking a sip. If you're thirsty, I want you to take a sip. Use your arms. Make sure they're moving forward and back. You want to make sure that your entire body is enjoying this workout. Your arms will get jealous if only the legs are moving. Let the arms join in. Let those legs go. This is teamwork. Your arms and legs are working together. So make sure you are using your arms. And I want you to think about your posture. I want your back straight. How do we accomplish that? I want you to pull your stomach in. Don't lean over. This is also an opportunity to work on your posture. At any age, posture is beneficial. Good posture. Good posture is beneficial. So go ahead. Make sure that you are pulling that stomach in so that your back is straight. Go ahead and do that for me. Make sure. I want to see those heels going, and then toes next. Heel, toe. That's how we walk when we're walking for fitness. We do the heel toe. Walking for fitness, whether it's race walking, whether it's power walking, brisk walking, heel toe. Pedestrian walking when we're just walking, that's a little different. But when we want to get going fast, get going quickly, we're gonna do heel toe. Heel first, toe follows, and let's move. Come on, guys, let's move. We're at 1:50, 22.52 minutes. We have less than 8 minutes to go. You know what that means? We're gonna pick it up a little more. Can we do it? Yes, we can. Let's go. Come on. You got it. I'm here with you for the entire walk. I am walking with you. Are you walking with me? Keep up with your pace. Coach Michelle is at 1:54 and it's 23:25. Are you at 23:25? I'm going to need you to get to 23. I'm going to need you. Are you at 1:54? I'm going to need you there. I'm going to need you at 1:54. 1:56 now. Come on, I'm going to need you there. If you're not there, let's get there. Let's move. Come on. Let's move a little faster. We're going to move a little faster. We want to pick it up now. Come on, we're going to pick it up, because we are on a mission. We're on a mission. and we are going to get to our mission. We're going to move. We're going to move quickly. We're going to move very quickly. We need to get there. We can do it. We're going. We're doing it. That's right. We are doing it. We're doing it together. We're doing it quickly. Let's go. Let's go, guys. Come on. I'm not giving up on you. I don't want you to give up on you. I don't want you to give up on me. Because I'm walking. I'm leading you. And I'm confident that I can lead you to this 2 miles in 30 minutes. So I want you to trust that you're keeping up with Coach Michelle. You should be at 1.64 right now. And right now it's 24 minutes, 49 seconds. I know it's getting close, but we can do it. How are we gonna do it? We're gonna pick it up. That's right. Pick it up. Let's go. We're picking it up some more. Let's go. We got this. I know we do. Again, focus on your breathing. Focus on your breathing. Make sure you're going heel to toe. Make sure that stomach is pulled in. Make sure you're pumping those arms. That's right, guys. You got it. You shouldn't be talking. If you're talking, let's go faster. You shouldn't be singing. If you're singing, let's move. That means you've got a lot more to give. Let's move. And if you are just moving, keep moving. We got this. We're at 1.71, 25 minutes and 41 seconds. Let's keep going. We got this, guys. We got this. I know we've got this. Come on. We've got this. We're moving. We're moving. I feel it. I feel like I can see you. I think I can see you right now. I can see you. I can see you through this podcast. Come on. You got this. I'm doing it with you. I know it may be burning right now. You may feel like you've done enough, but you're almost there. You are less than 4 minutes to go. You're literally almost there. I don't want you to stop now. Don't stop now. You've got 26 minutes. Why would you stop now? You just have, well, you've done more than 26 minutes because you have less than 4 minutes to go. Come on, guys. You got this. 1.78. You've got this. Come on, guys. Let's go. Keep up with Coach Michelle. Come on. You should be right now. 1.80. It's 26 minutes, 52 seconds, 63. Come on. We're at 1.80. Come on. Let's go. Let's go, guys. We have a goal. We're going to achieve our goal. Now, I don't want you to stop. Wherever you are, it's okay. If you're doing your best, if you're giving your all, if you're going faster than yesterday, I want you to keep going. Let's go. Don't stop. Keep going, guys. You've got this. Keep moving. Keep moving along. I know you've got this. Keep moving along. You can do it. You can do it. I'm at 1.85. You should be at 1.85. We're at 27 minutes and 35 seconds. Less than 3 minutes to go. But we've almost gotten to our goal. And it's okay. It's okay. Come on. Let's go. Remember, I'm talking. You're walking. You're listening. I'm walking. Let's go. Come on, guys. We got this. We're almost there. Can you feel it? We're almost there. Can you feel it? We are almost there. I'm at 1.89. You should be too. Let's keep up with Coach Michelle. 1.89. Or perhaps you're further. Maybe you're at 1.90. Maybe you just hit 2 miles. Wherever you are, keep going. Keep going. We're going to jump into it. We're going to go faster right at the end because we want to get there and we can get there together. Let's go. Let's go faster. Let's do it. Let's move faster. Come on. You can do it. I know you can. 1.93. And we're at 28, 35. Come on, guys. 1.93. Did you hear that? 1.95. 1.95. Did you hear that? 1.95. If you don't believe me, the time speaks for itself. Come on. 1.95. Now, we're at 1.96. And we're at 28. Almost 29. 29, less than a minute to go. Less than a minute to go. We're at 1.98. You know what that means? We're at 1.98. That means we are almost there. Almost there. 1.99. Are we going to celebrate together? Yes, we are. We worked out together. All right. Woo! I don't know if you heard that, but that was my pedometer telling me we've reached our goal. But don't stop. Take it down. Slow down. Go ahead. I need us to cool down. I need you to cool down. We are cooling down. You came. You saw. You conquered. We're at 29 minutes. 29 minutes and 54 seconds. We still got a few more seconds to go before we get to 30 minutes. 30 minutes. Woohoo! High five. Virtual high five all around. 30 minutes, 2 miles. We got the heart rate up. We burned calories. We had fun. We listened. I talked. You walked. You accomplished your goal. Remember, be consistent. Wherever you are, just be consistent. You wanted to do every day, and you only managed to do 3, be consistent with your 3. Easy to go from 3 to 7 and 0 to 7. I hope you enjoyed this workout. I want you to go ahead and stretch. You deserve it. It was a hard workout. Maybe for some of you, it wasn't as hard, but remember, our goals are different. So wherever you were, I want you to stretch, great stretch, minimally 7 minutes. And then I want you to make sure you have a meal that's representative of the workout you just did. And take care of your body inside as well. Put good stuff in to get good stuff out. Make sure you have a colorful plate. Go ahead with the whole grain. Make sure you're focusing on your whole grain foods. Little fun foods every now and then, but your main food should be your whole food. Put the good stuff in, we get the good stuff out. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Make sure you're hydrated. Always. Always. It's moisturizer from the inside out. Hope you enjoyed our walk-in workout. Thank you so much for the support on the podcast. It's for you. These podcasts are designed for you. I hope you're enjoying them. Comment, please. Comment. Let me know. Is there something else that you would like to hear in these walk-in workout podcasts? Are you enjoying them? I love the feedback. It helps us to get, or helps me to make modifications when needed or add when needed so that you will get the most out of these walk-in workouts. So I enjoy walking with you. Hope you enjoy walking with me. And if you have not listened to the podcast, this is your first time, welcome. Thank you for stopping by. Hope you come by again and again and again. Because we want a walk-in movement. We want the world to start walking. We used to walk all the time. What happened? Let's get back to that. Walking is the best workout ever. It is. I promise you. All right. So thank you guys again for joining me. And don't forget to keep walking. Until the next time.